This is the ZMAR Podcast. Elite Benefits of America helps small and mid-sized companies with their health insurance programs. And now, your host, Butch ZMAR.
So spring is coming to Chicagoland area, and which is good for cleanup, especially with some things that happen during the open enrollment, after the open enrollment. So we're going to talk about some things that you should be considering to streamline the process, save some money. That's the big thing. And then what's, you know, the employer's responsibility versus the broker's responsibility. We hit a lot of these over and over again, but hopefully I can spell some things out and bring some other things to light, some stories, and you know, maybe it'll resonate with you. Even on my side, even hockey's starting to wind down a little bit. We still got a good month or so. Playoffs are starting. They just keep moving through. If they win, they go on. But as long as they're having fun, we're doing good. I know the boys are excited about going fishing. The weather's breaking. And, you know, spring is just a good time, I think, in general. But when I was typing up the notes for this, it brought me back to being at sea during the spring, right? And so obviously next month is St. Paddy's Day, but you know, I talk about green beer. There is no green beer at sea. They have corned beef and cabbage because we happen to get lucky. But and then you have good old, because it's in a green can, or at least it used to be, Old Duels, a non-alcoholic beer, but never the real stuff. But there's an article on my LinkedIn that you could go ahead and check out. I wrote a few years ago. It talked about the Navy days with St. Paddy's Day. Just search for Butch ZMAR, the only Butch ZMAR on LinkedIn. And you should be able to find it in the article section. I think you'll enjoy it, and I love your comments on it. So let's talk about embracing technology and automation. So one of the issues we ran into every open enrollment, not just this past one, is all the employers that still want to do paper, or they're hesitant to go online for many different reasons. You know, years ago, it used to be a security thing. Now, you know, the pain of moving is still greater than the pain of staying. So they end up just staying and dealing with the pain. But I'm telling you, more and more are using technology. We added more people to our technology platform. And I'd say, why not? It's a waste of time to track down missing information or missing employees that didn't enroll or deadlines or whatever it might be. And the technology makes it a lot easier and a little bit more automated, or almost 100%, depending on how we build it. And you can manage employees better. It's like a big CRM for your employees. Not that maybe some companies already have human resources software, but we probably could be able to link some of that up with the technology. It makes it a lot easier when it comes to benefits. You could terminate employees. You could start the onboarding process through there, collect the I-9s, the W-4s. You could technically send out offer letters through there and then have them enroll if you need them to see the benefits before they enroll or come on board. There's so many different options you could do there. And then, you know, you could look at enrollment history. So some people get confused about what their benefits are, what's coming out of their paycheck, and what it was and what it was before and all that stuff. Well, you could look at enrollment histories on there. We actually had to pull a report one time in 2023, all the way back to 2019. And we had to look at when did one of these products terminate for one of these employees. And so that's when we found out that it was a disenrollment. They elected not to take the coverage back in 2019. And of course, the employee thought since 2019, he still had it. And why, I have no idea. But in that case, it was not in the favor of the employee. But in other cases where we pulled reports, and we're going to talk about audits in a second, that some of the employees didn't get enrolled for some reason because of another technology glitch. But I'll talk about how to combat that too here shortly. In 2024, Leap Benefits is actually looking to expand. There's some potentials on the horizon. There's some activity going on. We're going to probably bring on a few more people and some sales staff as well as administrative staff. And there's going to be some growth opportunity coming. So if you know somebody in transition or are just looking for another outfit, even on the sales side, I went through a transition one time, and another agency helped me through that transition to avoid any conflict with the other agency, as well as just to start writing business again without any restrictions, just to get back on my feet. And they were just trying to help another industry fellow get back on their feet, and then and allow me to transition to go on my own again. I'm grateful for that time, and that was assisted there. So if some people listen to this or are in transition, let me know and we can figure out if there's a good fit in some capacity. Let's talk about cost containment strategies again, because one of the biggest things that people complain about is the cost. It's going to go up. If you keep doing the same thing over and over again, your healthcare cost is going to double in the next 6-7 years. And there's nothing you could do about it if you keep doing it the same way. Some businesses would rather go bankrupt and spend more money than they have to than look at a solution. In healthcare, I don't know why they do it, but anything else, they're going to cut to the chase and say, I need to cut costs. I need to increase revenue. And this is what I need to do to keep forging forward. They don't do that in healthcare. In 2024, cost is still a problem. It's still going up. And the Affordable Care Act, or not, is still a problem for most because of the cost. It's hiding a lot of the cost. Taxpayers are helping some of the private payers with their bill. And the issue really with that is it's masking the real true cost of healthcare, and people are deceived about what the real cost is. In a recent podcast that I was listening to, because I listen to other people, it's called The Healthcare Hangover. Go ahead and search for that. David Catorno and Emma Fox do a great job putting information out. They do a lot of speaking events, and they're a benefits consulting firm. But in the recent episode titled Stop Giving Up, I would encourage people to go listen to it. They talk about employers all over the country just giving up. They give up on the idea of lowering costs. They just kind of basically take the sucker punch. They fight for their business every day. In fact, some of them would jump off the cliff and build the airplane on the way down. And not only do they jump and do that, they don't hesitate, and they have confidence they're going to build this plane before it hits the ground. All of a sudden, when it comes to healthcare, they just kind of cave, curl up in a ball, and cry in the corner, and just complain about the cost and not try to do anything about it. And then they just keep making up excuses, especially for the executive team. And they're 100% right. And I'm asking just to stop it, because employers constantly keep trying to fight us, trying to provide solutions. And then they just want to do the status quo or the way they've been doing it for 30 years, because that's what they're comfortable with. It's like they're a dying breed and they don't care. They claim they care. It's all noise. And that's what they're talking about, right? Some of the companies lead to bankruptcy because they'd rather pay the higher premiums. And they're going to double before some of these businesses get out of business or sell. So on this podcast, Emma and David pointed out, there's key points in this middle market accounts or even large employers. And companies may change processes and ideas for the rank and file. The problem, with that is they do it for them, for the rank and file, but not for themselves, right? So they gain access to better healthcare, save some money for the rank and file. There's more of them. They mitigate some of the cost, but they do a carve out for themselves. Whether it's the owner or the executive team as a whole, they carve out and they just do their own thing the traditional way, right? It just won't work. It won't work long term. What's good for you and is not good for them. It's kind of like this back and forth thing that occurs between executive team and the rank and file. Eventually, you will find out that it just won't work, and it end up costing more than it probably should, and eventually will lead to financial hardship in some capacity because it's inconsistent. So it's almost like catching Henry Ford or some of Ford manufacturers driving another brand, right? You wouldn't see it. Or company culture, right? You want to get all the employees to buy in order for to work, and sometimes it just won't work, right? Here's one example. This actually occurred. One company hired, this was a client of mine, they hired a consultant that kind of changed culture and processes inside of a company. They put together strategies, and the executive team made it mandatory to follow, but the executive team was exempt from the whole process. And so the whole thing failed in 6 months because the executive team wasn't on board with doing it themselves. It was only for the rank and file. So there was a lot of inconsistencies internally. There was a lot of back and forth, disgruntled employees, because they would be doing their part, but the executive team level or some other operations things weren't jiving because they were not going to do it at the executive level. And they spent all this money and then it failed. And then they blamed the fact that it didn't work, but they didn't intend for it to work. So same thing goes with healthcare. You could technically save money if you just get out of your own way. So now that we're past open enrollments for fourth quarter, some employers are off cycle as well, which is probably a good thing. And maybe something to consider for you to get off cycle. It's easier for a lot of people, especially for end of year pushes for not only for the benefits agencies, but also for your own company, because you may have other things going on for January 1 that are a higher priority and you want to get it out of that cycle. So the biggest thing, though, is accuracy when it comes to benefit enrollments. There's errors all the time after an open enrollment or a new hire. You always want to double check this. And employees miss things frequently. And it's not the broker's or consultant's job to get it done. I'm telling you, it's weird to me. And when you hear it in this podcast, you're going to say it's weird to you. They miss their dependent information. They don't put in their birthdays. They don't put in their date of hires. And there's so much more. It's so weird to me that you need family insurance and you enroll and you just put your own information because you're the employee. You don't think that you have to list your spouse and family. And then it's outside the open enrollment and your spouse is trying to make a claim and they find out that they're not on the insurance. And that's happened. It's, to me, it's weird. I don't understand how employees do this, but they do. And more and more, the employers are pushing some of the stuff. Employers, HR, CFOs, they push back on us to actually do it. But it's really not our job. It's an HR job, right? Whether you pay for that internally or externally, it's an HR job. And we could step in and assist. And again, the key word is assist, right? You're still ultimately responsible for it. It's technically called an employer sponsor plan. It's not a broker sponsor plan. It is your benefit package. That's why you get to choose your consultant. You choose your vendors. Now, benefits consultant or a broker is that just that, a consultant, right? So they bring vendors to the table and you build relationships with them and the vendors and you put it all together to have this nice fancy package for your employees so they can stay working for you and you recruit good employees. And that's what it's about. But it's your plan. It's you're ultimately responsible at the end of the day. It's not my plan. It's not your current broker. It's not the next guy. It's your plan. And that's why you need to take responsibility and not sidestep or keep doing things the old way. It's your responsibility. At some point, it's going to give. And you need to start taking action with it, bringing the team that you need. Call our office even for a second or a third opinion. I'm telling you, at some point, you're going to end up moving out of what you're currently doing if you're looking for new opportunities in general, because it's costing a ton. The other thing is HR, CFOs, and the owners need to check their invoices. This is another thing that's non-insurance related for broker's role or a consultant role. And you're paying the invoices. The invoices are in your name, not the broker's. It is not the broker's responsibility. It's not even our fault that the invoices are inaccurate. Things happen all the time. It could be from your side, the employee side. It could be from the carrier side. It's a mix of problems that occur. It's just a matter of getting it fixed. Invoices become inaccurate and you might be overcharged or undercharged. Employees may not be on there. You should always spot check periodically. I'm not asking you to actually review every single bill. I'm just saying when there's big changes or a change that occurs, you need to check it. So we had one client back in January. Well, as we record this, we're in February of 2024. Audit all their invoices for a dental, vision, and short-term disability product. For 2023. And thankfully, the carrier was able to work with them and say, okay, we'll reconcile all 2023. And they went back, they analyzed it, they saved, they had $500 worth of credits from 2023. And is it worth their time? I don't know. They probably spent more time in payroll than what was returned. But again, it's about making sure it's right. And more than anything, forget the money. It's about making it right. And then now you create a benchmark for going forward, and then you start checking it. But it doesn't always occur this way for an entire year. Most insurance companies will only go back 90 days. That's it. So you have to eat the rest of it because it's your fault. It's not the broker's fault. It's your fault for not checking it throughout the year. And we don't know who's enrolled half the time because it's your benefit package. We can reconcile it. We can show you you know, the who's enrolled, then you could give us a spreadsheet or a document that says who should be enrolled, right? And we make sure that they're on payroll versus terminated. All that stuff goes into ensuring the accuracy of enrollments and making sure that you're not overcharged or undercharged for that matter. So make sure it's all accurate. If you're a medium or large size company, you should check these enrollments with your consultant. Definitely use them. I'm just saying it's not their responsibility. It doesn't mean they won't assist. We're happy to assist our clients. Again, the key word is assist, right? We're not actually doing all the work. It's not part of, it's not an insurance product that we're working on. Sure, it's insurance related, but it's an invoice. That's an accounting job. That's not a insurance related matter. We audit the employees that were supposed to be terminated or and that had a passive enrollment. We also check to see if the kids were on there or kids were disenrolled. They end up saving $25,000 in premiums going forward. We can't backdate everything. We just kind of reconcile. Now we'll go forward, right? So it kind of creates a benchmark for us. They had to spend some money to help with the audit. But again, most of the saving, the net savings was still over $20,000. Again, it's not the broker's job. We're there to assist, but definitely check these invoices. Make sure the employment matches the enrollment records. This is another reason to use technology because there's no way you're going to, unless you're a smaller company, you're going to count all those applications and then verify who's on payroll still. It just takes more time, right? And time is money. It's taken, even if you're on salary, you're still being taken away from some other job that's probably more valuable to the company. And so, use tools, especially technology, to actually try to streamline that process so you could do this audit within a very minimum amount of time when you actually try to do it. Again, it's just like asking the accountant to fix your books, right? They're going to bill for that time, right? Because you want to move things around or itemize an expense a different way or whatever it is that you guys negotiate. There's time involved with that. Nobody's doing anything for free. You wouldn't do it for free. And it's not insurance. Even though it's an insurance bill, we're not in accounting. Now, one of the things, especially during the open enrollment, we've experienced over the last even year or so that more and more employers are getting busy internally themselves, right? HR, CFOs, whoever they are, they're getting too busy internally. They're trying to push stuff onto us. They just said, I don't have time for this, so they're asking us to do it. And sometimes it's easy, and it's like, fine, we'll take care of it. You're a good client. We'll have it done. But it gets a little harder after that, right? And so we can't have every employer doing the same thing. And we have employers that are putting it off because they're too busy to have the employees contact our office or other broker's office. This is not just us. It's going across the entire country. It's actually hot topics in the broker community, insurance consultants. It happens on a regular basis. So maintaining effective communication. So streamlining for the spring, like spring cleanup, this is one of the things that you probably should do internally is figure out who's the main contact, who's the primary person that's going to communicate between the benefits firm, who you're outsourced into for all these benefit packages, and then who's the contact internally. It's the same thing happens, like you hire a CFO, maybe some bookkeeping's internally, some of it's out or all of it's out, whatever it might be. But you need consulting advice. You usually have an accountant outsourced, right? And so there's a point of contact. You're not asking an employee to contact the accounting firm. It just doesn't work. Now, some people say, well, it's different because it's high-level stuff. No, it's all the same. It doesn't make any difference. You still need a point of contact. It streamlines the whole process. It's the Wild Wild West when you have multiple people reach out, especially employees when they don't understand or they're trying to get paperwork. We have employees that reach out to us for enrollment information. That should be going through a designated person at the company. It increases communication. So we can email one person or call one person, put the information out, and then that's the point of contact that all the employees, and it goes from one source. It makes it a lot easier for the company itself, more so than the broker in a lot of ways, but we can't get anything done if we have all these employees reaching out. And so it just has to stop, streamline, and have somebody there so you could have one direct contact to have applications screened, have applications implemented, who's corresponding, insurance cards, and obviously invoices and reconciliation when it comes to that. Now that things are dying down for the spring, most employers renew their health plans in the fourth quarter, whether it's October, November, December, or January. But one thing that you need to start working on now, because things are a little calmer for most companies when it comes to HR and benefits, is to ensure HR and benefits compliance, right? So there's a number of things that occur. You could actually just download or call our office. We'll get you. There's a compliance checklist, and you can go through the checklist. Some things may pertain to you, most will, and some won't. So you have to stay compliant, or there's penalties, right? There's going to be legal fees that are involved. And so you don't want to go down that road. You need to streamline it. And these smaller employers or even mid-sized companies that don't have the requirement to provide health insurance, once you offer health insurance, it comes with a whole laundry list. That's why some employers don't want to deal with it. But once you move across that road, you're going to have to comply. Otherwise, there could be penalties involved. And sometimes you, in order to grow or even maintain the current client base, current business level, you're going to have to do something. Most employers do not even know that they're compliant or not. So you have to go through the checklist. You're probably going to have to brace for shock a little bit. There's going to be some fees involved because you're going to need to set it up, and it's not always could be done in-house, right? And so, and just to save a few bucks to do it in-house, you take on too much liability. So you're depending on employees that are supposed to be doing other things that you could outsource for a fraction of the cost and make sure it gets done and done right, because some of these third-party administrations or HR outsourcing or even the benefits agents that you're working with could do it a lot more efficient and time and takes it off your desk to get done. So there's no delays. You just get it taken care of. You're going to need to update documents that are required, right? So there's disclosures that are required. There's a risk of wrap document, 125. There's all these documents that need to be updated. They sometimes get overlooked or they forget, and those need to be updated every year. Your employee handbook is supposed to be updated on a regular basis and distributed to your employees. Most employers don't do that. And then even with the disclosures, there's open enrollment disclosures that never get handed out. And you have to make sure that stays in compliance as well, because they get updated. So just spend a little bit of money. Don't be too cheap, because I get it. You don't want to spend money. It wasn't in the budget. But the fines will cost you more. So you might as well start working on it, get the checklist, go through it line by line. If you need any assistance with this, go ahead and reach out to our office. We're happy to provide some element of assistance. And obviously, we're trying to win business too. But some of the stuff you could just outsource to us. And then other stuff we might be able to build a relationship with, or at least get a second opinion on.